You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, well, that's it then. Wake up. Get up. Go on, boys and girls, it is 7 o'clock in the morning. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM, and it is the 12th of September today. It is Tuesday, and who we got who was born on this day? It is, well, here's a good one, Dr. Richard Jordan Gatlin. Well, there's a little bit of a clue in the name there. He was born in 1818, an American inventor, and he was best known for his invention of the Gatling gun, which, of course, was the first successful machine gun. Manuel Espinosa Batista, born on this day, 1857, a Colombian pharmacist turned politician who campaigned for a separate Panama state and became one of the founders of the Republic. He's known for his philanthropic works as well. So there we go then.
Good morning, world. Hello.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark and Locomotion. They're getting us off to a good start on this morning's program. I tell you what, even a better start would be if we got to Chris Rea and Friends. Well, here he is, together with Shirley Bassey. There you go, yes, Shirley Bassey bashing things out there. Got a great pair of lungs, doesn't she? Chris Rea and Friends, that came off the album. I haven't got a clue where Chris Rea is on that one. Interesting morning for you this morning. Guest in the last hour this morning. We've got Entrenos. We've got Robert Spratt coming in to chat with us about their new music. That's all coming up. Usual bits and pieces, of course. Bottom of the hour, we'll look at some of the international news headlines and some business. 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll look at the local news. And, of course, we'll check in with Ingrid. She's still up there in Florida, so she's making her way back to Panama during the course of today. And then we'll be checking with Gaspin as well. See who was born, perhaps, on this day in music. We'll see what we can do. And apart from everything else, well, great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Our love is in the air. John Paul Young.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air. In the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air, in the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming. Don't know if I feel safe. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. Love is in the air.
There we go, yes, that's John Paul Young, Love is in the Air. This always reminds me of a good friend of mine, that one, whenever I hear it, because he would always start singing, Love is in the air, love is in the air, but that was all he knew. We've all got songs like that, haven't we? Of course we have. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 14 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. So what are we going to do? What do we do at this time of the day? Well, we get you all spruced up and clean and smelling nice. If you're going on the metro, a little bit of extra underarm deodorant would be nice. If you're standing and holding on to the strap above you. What do we got? Oh, Mr. Tom Jones.
Aim, go and fire, shoot me right. I'm and shoot it far. I'm your main target, come and help me ignite. Love struggle holding you tight.
Hold me tight, dog.
Make me explode, although you know the route to go to sex me slow. And yes, I must react to claims of those who say that you are not all.
There's another one that's still going strong today. Yes, Tom Jones. And, well, time to get you out of the shower. Out of the shower, thank you. There we go. Sex bomb! Anyway, enough about me. Never lose your sense of humour. Tom Jones, of course, where does he come from? He comes from Wales. And I tell you what, it just so happens that there's somebody who has a birthday today from Wales. Now, how many of you know Desmond Llewellyn? I've got a good friend, Llewellyn, over there in the United Kingdom. But that's his Christian name, Llewellyn Banks Hughes. Anyway, I completely digress. Desmond Llewellyn, born on this day in 1914. He was a Welsh actor. Now, he was famous for playing Q. Yes, Q in 17 of the James Bond movies. Now, that was between 1963 and 1999. You remember him, Q? There's never the same without him, really, is it? If you want to keep an eye on the time, we're just a few seconds away from 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Crazy, that's the only way. So tonight,
Michael Jackson, Off the Wall. I tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. She's always always first thing in the morning she's here with us because, well, it's not first thing in the morning for her, it's the afternoon. Anyway, she's dropped us a little line this morning. She's had a bit of a busy time. I tell you what, brings back memories. Renee says, good morning, you're waking up, but I need a nap. We had a business dinner last night that kept us up way too late, and another one tonight as well. Big bosses in the country this week, and have a great day. You asked if I could play a piece of music for you as well, and I'll do that in just a second. I tell you, it brings back memories. We used to do a lot of that kind of stuff. Sort of late night business dinners they used to go on. Getting home was always great fun. I always used public transport in those days. In fact, I remember how sort of entertaining people at lunchtime. We had a place in the city of London where I used to work, and it was a bar with one of Davies bars, if I remember rightly. They specialised in port, and they would give you jugs of port in copper jugs. The number of times I nearly missed my stop going home. And that was after lunch. Anyway, make the most of it. It's great fun. And I'm sure you're both enjoying it very much. I hope the job is going well. I hope everything is fine with Rick. Anyway, you did ask if we could play Jim Croce for you. And I Got a Name. One of my favourite singers, of course, as well.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like a singing bird in the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Rolling me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Like a whippoorwill and the phoebe's cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't fail. would share it if you want me to. If you're going my way, I'll go with you. Bend me down the highway, don't let me down the highway. Moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Bend me down the highway, don't let me down the highway. Moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Oh, yes, indeed. There we go. Jim Croce there, and I Got a Name. Christopher just came in and says, cool, how many years has it been since I heard I Got a Name? Absolutely. One of my favourite artists, Jim Croce. Right, if you are keeping eye on the time, 28 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, one of the things to look out for tomorrow, I'm telling you all about it today, our friends there at Frank's Place. If you like a good environment and some great food, they're there, don't forget, from Tuesday to Sunday to look after you. Frank's Place, well, they're offering you the best Italian-American experience. All right? Truly memorable food. What we like is with attitude. This Wednesday, yes, that's tomorrow, the 13th, tune in with us here on The Breakfast Show, because they have very kindly donated, recognizing the 70th anniversary of Cool FM, a $100 spending certificate at Frank's Place. All right, now they're waiting for you with open arms to provide you with an unforgettable gastronomic experience. And that's going to be tomorrow. We're going to be giving away a $100 voucher. How kind is that? Thank you very much to the boys and girls at Frank's Place. And apart from that, well, I think we'll do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Right, I tell you what, 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news and some of the international business headlines for this morning. Many survivors of Morocco's most powerful earthquake in over a century were struggling in makeshift shelters on Tuesday after a fourth night outside, with rescuers yet to reach remote mountain villages which suffered some of the worst devastation. The death toll from the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck in the high Atlas Mountains late on Friday stood at 2,862, with 2,562 people that were injured, but those figures looked likely to rise. Rescuers from Spain, Britain and Qatar were helping Morocco search teams, while Italy, Belgium, France and Germany said their offers of assistance had yet to be approved. About a quarter of Libya's eastern city of Derna was wiped out after dams burst in a storm, the administration in the area said on Tuesday, and the Red Cross said 10,000 people were feared to be missing across the country in floods. At least 1,000 bodies had already been recovered in the city of Derna alone, and officials expected the death toll would be much higher after Storm Daniel barreled across the Mediterranean into a country crumbling from more than a decade of conflict. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia, a source told Reuters on Tuesday, for what the Kremlin said would be a comprehensive discussion with President Vladimir Putin, and this is amid warnings from Washington that they should not trade weapons. Kim left Pyongyang for Russia on Sunday on his private train, the North State media reported on Tuesday, accompanied by top arms industry and military officials. A Russian source with knowledge of the trip told Reuters Kim arrived on Tuesday morning, leaving his train to meet local officials in Kasan, the main rail gateway to Russia's Far East, before continuing on. The Biden administration is close to approving the shipment of longer-range missiles packed with cluster bombs to Ukraine, giving Kyiv the ability to cause significant damage deeper within Russian-occupied territory, according to four U.S. officials. After seeing the success of cluster munitions delivered in 155mm artillery rounds in recent months, the U.S. is considering shipping either or both Army tactical missile systems that can fly up to 190 miles or guided multiple launch rocket system. This is missiles with a 45-mile range packed with cluster bombs, three U.S. officials have said. Philippines Nobel laureate Maria Ressa and her news site Rappler were acquitted of tax fraud by a trial court on Tuesday in another legal victory for the embattled journalist and for press freedom in the Southeast Asian country. Ressa, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2021 alongside a Russian journalist, is head of Rappler, which earned a reputation for its intense scrutiny of former President Rodrigo Duterte and his deadly war on drugs. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, will be admitted to Sao Paulo Hospital on Monday. This is to undergo two surgical procedures related to a 2018 stabbing, he told Reuters late on Sunday. Bolsonaro said that he will undergo procedures to correct a hiatus hernia and a deviated septum. A third operation to correct his intestine was also expected this month, which has now been rescheduled by doctors. The Canadian government on Monday announced new license conditions requiring mobile carriers to provide all of Toronto's subway riders with access to cellular connectivity by the 3rd of October. This is in a move that would allow passengers to send emails or text messages during their commute. President Luiz Ignacio Lula da Silva rode back on Monday from saying that Brazil would ignore a war crimes arrest warrant for Russian leader Vladimir Putin, while saying that he would review Brazil's membership in the International Criminal Court. On Saturday, while in India for a group of 20 nations meeting, Lula told a local interviewer that there was no way Putin would be arrested if he attended next year's summit, which is due to be held in Rio de Janeiro. China's largest private property developer, Country Garden, won approval from its creditors to extend repayments on six onshore bonds by 3 years. Two sources familiar with the matter said on Tuesday this was sent their shares up as much as 10%. China's economy is resilient and has not collapsed, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said on Tuesday, rejecting claims from the West that its economy is faltering and could cause wider problems. Officials from countries including Australia and the United States have publicly raised concerns about the world's second largest economy. European shares were flat on Tuesday as losses in technology stocks offset gains by healthcare companies, while Germany's biggest software maker, SAP, fell after US peer Oracle's disappointing revenue forecast. The pan-European Stock 600 index was little changed as of 8:12 Greenwich Mean Time today, while weakness in tech stocks weighed on Germany's DAX, trading down 0.4% and lagging regional peers. Britain's export-focused, the FTSE 100 rose 0.4%, supported by a softer pound after data showed that labour market weakened even as wage growth has stayed strong in July, painting an unclear picture ahead of the Bank of England's interest rate decision next week. As for oil prices, well, they rose about 1% on Tuesday, boosted by tighter supply outlooks, while investors awaited macroeconomic data that could indicate whether interest rates will rise further in the United States and Europe. November's Brent crude futures that rose 67 cents or 0.7% to $91.31 a barrel. That was at 9:49 Greenwich Mean Time. While US West Texas Intermediate crude WTI futures for October firmed by 76 cents or 0.9% to $88.05 a barrel. And that's it. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future. It's in great hands. Absolutely, and you're always in great hands here on The Breakfast Show, as well as with Riccio. And tell you what, it's time on The Breakfast Show to turn up the volume.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she turned on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. She couldn't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music, and her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the invitations, you could just dance to that rock and roll station, and it was alright. It was alright. When she was just 5 years old, you know my parents be the death of us all. Two TV sets, two Cadillac cars, you know they ain't gonna help me at all, not at all. Then one morning on a Detroit station, can't believe what she hears at all. She started dancing to that fine, fine music, and her life was saved by rock and roll. She heard it all. She started
shaking to the fine music. Yeah, her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the agitation, she could just dance to that rock and roll station.
First Show with Jerry D.
Did I Die and Go to Heaven? There we go, the Rolling Stones. I love that track, as you probably gathered. It's called Angry. Can't wait for the album in October. 20th of October it's coming out. And also before that one, Alice Cooper and a bit of rock and roll. And then if you like rock and roll, we got just the thing for you. Joining us in the second hour this morning, it was going to be the last hour, but Robert Spratt's coming in early. He's a vocalist with calls Entre Nos. And he's coming in to chat with us. It says here, get ready to shake your body and bust some moves. because Entre Nos is back with their new album, More Skill Than Force, and they're celebrating it with an epic concert, and Robert's coming in to talk to us all about that. Melissa Manchester. So you should hear how he talks about you. Not always a good thing. I remember once when I was in training in the Air Force. You know, it's another one of Jerry's stories coming out. I was in training in the Air Force, and we were mucking around. And we were doing, I think it was a Morse code lesson. It was when we were in training. And I hid underneath the desk. And so I think it was the instructor came in and says, where's Dowden? Where's Jerry? Where's he gone? And then they started talking about me. They hadn't noticed I had been hiding under the desk. Sometimes some things are better not heard. Looking at the time, we're about just after 8 minutes before the 8 o'clock here in this morning show. Don't forget our friends over there at Frank's Place over in Costa del Este. It's a beautiful place they've got over there. So go along, just have a nice big motorbike in there. Well, Frank's Place offers you, of course, the best Italian-American experience. Truly memorable food with a bit of attitude. This Wednesday, that's tomorrow, don't forget, on The Breakfast Show, you could win a $100 spending certificate for Frank's Place. All right? So we're going to come up with some a good question for you tomorrow. But that's good, isn't it? I go there every Saturday lunchtime to play dice with some friends. So you're going to have to beat me to it, I think. Anyway, we're waiting for you with open arms to provide you an unforgettable gastronomic experience over there. That's at Frank's Place in Costa del Este. $100 voucher to give away tomorrow.
Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line.
I get a pole.
We'll go
fishing in the crawfish.
Down in the boondocks.
Five cop poker on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
And there we go. That's a little big town there. Boondocks. That's where they came from.
Move on, move on. from my boombox. Feel the boom bap when the tune drops, playing inside of me, all to the beat of my heart.
Is the name gentleman whose name is Mark Sway, and a beat of my heart. Well, I tell you what, it's brought us to the top of the hour. Local news time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
In the summer of 16, was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA.
There you go, coming from Brixton in South London, that's Joy Crooks there, When You Were Mine. Before that one, it was a goodie old one there, Come and Get Your Love from Redbone. Time on the breakfast show, I think it's about time we sort of checked in with Ingrid, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's travel day. It is. That means I'm flying back today. I made a decision last night to, instead of waking up in Boca and then in a hotel there and then driving to the airport this morning, I thought maybe it's better to stay at the airport hotel and then not have to drive at all. Well, I was right. Wow, what an experience Miami Airport is. I haven't been here in a while since I've been using the Tampa Airport. So it's a lot of construction going on. And I tell you honestly, I couldn't find the car rental return. So once I finally did that, I was like, ooh, okay, now I need to find the hotel. And everybody I asked, helpful people, they said all the hotels are on the outside of the hotel. And I said, no, this one's in the hotel. And they're like, I don't know of any hotel like that. So, you know, sometimes the best laid plans. Anyways, I did make it there. I found my hotel room. And I actually stopped in and had a margarita last night with a Caesar salad. What a mixture. Boy, oh boy, though, prices have gone up substantially. That's amazing. I couldn't believe the prices here, but, you know, they kind of have you at a prisoner's kind of situation. You can't really go anywhere else once you're here, which is fine. So today it's get cleaned up. Have a few minutes before I have to, you know, head towards the plane, get myself boarded up. It's only a 3-hour flight, which is amazing. I can't wait. I'm excited to get back home. I have a little something special for my Chelsea, and I can't wait to give it to her. And the cook's waiting for me, and I'm looking forward to seeing the cook very much. Yes. Oh, yes, indeed. It's been a couple of good days with my family. I've got to say, very polite and very thankful for all of that. And a very good job I did with my client. I'm very pleased. I think they're pleased as well. All righty. So everything goes well. Keep your fingers crossed. I'll be back in Panama in a couple of hours. Until then, back to you in the studio.
She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that it should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Tell you when we started those two with She's So High, which was a song written and performed by the Canadian singer and songwriter Tal Bachman, and released a single to North American radio in February of 1999 off of his self-titled debut album. A song peaked, got to number three. That was in Canada, topped the US Billboard Adult Top 40 chart and reached number 14 on the Billboard Hot 100. Also became a top 10 hit in Australia and New Zealand, and peaked at number 30 over there, the other side of the pond, in the United Kingdom. And I tell you what, that's the next one. I'm Alive by the Hollies, gosh, 1965, number one UK hit single by the Hollies, written for them by American songwriter Clint Ballard Jr. However, they originally passed the song over to another Manchester band, the Toggery Five, who I'd never heard of, before changing their minds and recording them the song, which became their first number one hit in the United Kingdom on the singles chart. Spent 3 weeks at number one in the UK. Also number one hit in Ireland as well. Right, there we go. The Hollies and I'm Alive. By the way, released in May, 21st of May. In fact, recorded on the 5th of May in 1965, which was just 2 days before I joined the Royal Air Force, and then was released on the 21st of May. Isn't that exciting? Travelling Wilburys. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
Congratulations for breaking my heart. Congratulations for telling it all. Congratulations, you finally did succeed. Congratulations for leaving me in need. This morning I looked out my window and found a bluebird singing, but there was no one around. And congratulations, how good you must feel.
Taylor's taking the lead on that one, can't you? Bob Dylan, of course. Congratulations from the Travelling Wilburys here on this morning's breakfast show.
Justo y necesario en lo profundo de otro mundo, quedo atento a su respuesta y comentario, pero sin comentarios, por favor, pero sin comentarios, por favor. Aún estoy aprendiendo a respirar. Solo queriendo bajar la velocidad. Pero caí en lo profundo y debo nadar. Debo dejar todo listo para mi final, sentarme a fumar. Y sentarme a fumar, ver mi mente bailar. Sea normal, si no es una alarma, entonces algo anda mal. Pero sin comentario, oh, oh, oh. Pero sin comentario. Sentarme a fumar, ver el tiempo pasar, y sentarme a fumar, ah, 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 ah.
There we go. How is that for good timing? That's Entre Nos from their new album, Más Mañana Que Fuerza. Hey, oh, give me better turn your mic on.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
How's it going? Good morning, Jerry.
Good. You know, when I write your name and associated with music, I always want to say Robert Plant, but it's...
It usually happens. Yeah, I'm usually confused by Robert Plant. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I had to admit when you came in, I've only just sort of really sort of gone through the album. What a change.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. I mean,
It's, I think we just took a breather, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely feel it from the first song in the album, which is Soltarte. Mm-hmm. It comes on with a drum beat, but just sets the tone for the rest of the album. And, with the production of this specific album, we definitely had an influence that we hadn't had before, and, mm-hmm. and that helped us shape the sound. And the producer for this record was Iñaki Iriberri. Mm-hmm. He is the guitarist for Señor Loop. And so you can definitely feel a Señor Loop influence in this, which is great. You know, it's exactly what we were looking for because of the vibe, the vibe of the songs that we were creating during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, because of the change, I mean, it is a change. I mean, why, what was it that sort of brought this up? No, I tell you what, let's go and do something smooth and cool it's interesting.
I think it's just allowing for whatever needs to come out to come out. So mm-hmm. back when it was in Tropical Twista, you know, it was really fun. It was just kind of raunchy. It was us doing this for the first time mm-hmm. and allowing us to just create as first time musicians. Mm-hmm. And with this specific sound, we didn't sit down and say, all right, now we want to create a more mature sound.
Right.
It's just, this is the music that we're now listening to. These are the themes that are going on in our life. And for example, Aprendiendo a Respirar, which is the song that
we just played.
Mm-hmm. It talks a lot about, you know, observing the hustle culture that is very predominant nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just wants to be on 24/7 and make money and just create and
isn't it terrible?
It's horrible.
You know,
I mean,
I can say it sort of with experience because, you know, I mean, you saw what I was doing when I was 18 working on radio then. But the thing is, life took me under and I ended up as a broker and trader on marine fuels in the City of London. Mm. And it was a high tension job. I mean, but we didn't have anything like the kind of pressure you have now.
Right.
We didn't have this, you know, we used to send telexes.
Yeah, of course.
And letters.
Yeah.
And wait a week for a reply.
Exactly.
Now it's instant.
It's just, and it's constant.
Everything.
You're never really off.
No.
So, and it's, you know, you start to resent that, and I kind of wanted to avoid the resentment from this song and from the way we spoke about this song,
mm-hmm.
but you're definitely just observing it and saying, you know what, just
take a breath.
Everybody just
breathe. Exactly.
And the song definitely touches on those subjects of, hey, this is kind of an alarm. This is an alarm going off thing. It's not sustainable in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just going back to the whole concept of the album, we wrote this during the pandemic. We had a lot of time to just kind of step back and observe a lot of the things that we considered normal.
Mm-hmm.
How normal are they really? And lot of those themes are definitely...
As we say, what is normal? You know?
Right, what is normal, exactly. And how can we kind of redefine that?
Mm-hmm.
And so that theme is definitely present in the album. But it's exciting, you know. I think at least the feedback that we've gotten is that everybody has their own particular song in the album which they like the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing. It's great to know that there isn't one specific... all-around favorite, and the rest of them were just kind of fillers in the album,
rather that
everybody is finding their own specific link, connection, relationship to a specific song because it speaks to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really great to hear.
Wonderful. Me. And, I mean, it's had a good reception, you're saying, is it?
It has, yeah.
I mean, was it Oasis? 7,500 listens already.
Yeah, and
you know,
Trippy Beach as well is on 60K. The whole album is already up 70K, 80K plays, which is...
It's
only been a weekend. Spotify has added us into a couple of their editorial playlists, which is great as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's it's getting a great reception. We're really proud of this because, you know, we've had this in our pocket for a while and we can finally launch it and show it to everybody. And we're just happy, man. We really are.
No, it's great. I mean, it must be so rewarding.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, one thing, I have to chuckle because the Rolling Stones just brought out a new single.
I know. They timed it with us. They timed at the same time. I had a conversation with Mick. We tried to align our dates.
I tell you what, if we promote yours, will you promote ours?
Yeah, that was kind of the deal. But we know we have an overlap in audiences, so, you know, it was an awkward conversation.
But isn't it incredible?
It is incredible. It is.
I mean, it's bloody good piece of music.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
Because I did hear it, and it's inspiring.
You know,
these guys,
us old folks are still, we're not dead yet,
not at all. And very clearly alive. Not just like, hey, I'm kind of scraping through life. It's just that I'm here. Listen.
I mean, it's as hot as anything.
Yeah, it really is. And my dad's favorite band was the Rolling Stones. So it's just kind of a nice little homage or just a universal connection. Even if Mick doesn't personally know me, as I stated before.
Sure.
I do. I just don't want to reveal too many of my...
And they got an album coming out next month.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So, but we're really happy with the way that, you know, everything's going right now. We have a couple big shows lined up, some tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us when you're doing next show.
So, the actual launch of this album, the event, is going to be this Friday.
Okay.
This Friday in Rock and Folk in Calle Uruguay. Starting at, doors open at 8.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Funky Josh and Lil Lena, two great DJs, kind of funking up the vibe for everybody to show off their dance moves. And then we hop on stage. We got a great show. We were actually rehearsing it last night just to make sure that every little detail is nice and done. And it's going to be great. And after, on Friday's show, we have a show in Santiago next weekend. After that, we're going to Boquete the week after that. And after that, we're going over to Costa Rica. We got a nice little tour.
You know, anything you can get outside of the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's where you're going to really sort of get noticed.
Absolutely, you know? So we have a nice tour in Costa Rica lined up. We're going to play with this pretty big Costa Rican band called Magpie J. They're this indie vibe, but they're great guys, and we're excited to play with them. We're also going to be going to Bogota after that. There's a lot of outside tours lined up, which is great for us, just to be able to share our music elsewhere and kind of export our music as much as we can.
All right, well, tell you what, let's take a listen to the one, 64,900, well, let's say 65,000.
Yeah, let's round it up.
Trippy Beach.
Yeah.
Sol, has soñado. Oh, oh, oh.
to go. That is Trippy Beach.
It really is.
Yes. Wonder what you smoke for Trippy Beach.
Well, that's a conversation we can have off the air.
Well, it's funny you should mention how we came about doing this album.
Well, it really was. Like, we decided, you know, it was right in the middle of pandemic, and we had so many ideas that we just wanted to create together. Mm-hmm. So what we decided was to take 2 weeks off, because nothing was really on.
Right.
And we went to Alvalia to this house, and we just stuck together in a room and created this entire album in a span of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was great. It was just living the life. It was just waking up, creating music, eating, creating music, sleeping, creating music.
It's interesting you say that, because I can't remember the name of the chateau now, but that's exactly what the Rolling Stones did all the time.
Yeah.
They all just disappeared to the south of France in the chateau, and they just made music.
Oh, I've seen videos, and that's gorgeous. And that was exactly the vibe. You know, there's nothing else going on, no distractions other than just simply creating and recording music.
Yeah. And I love, by the way, the statement by Mick Jagger when he was being interviewed about, you know, they were sort of coming and says, well, I don't envisage doing this when I'm 30. Mick!
Yeah, well, he didn't really get his own memo, apparently. I can see that.
So, I mean, this is a great album. So, this is the next one. Are you already working on the next one?
Yes, we are. I mean,
have you sort of now sort of considered, let's stick with this vibe? I mean, we're going to go back to rock.
I think we are allowing ourselves to constantly create what needs to be created. So if we define ourselves as this is now our sound or what was previously our sound, like it doesn't work for us. We are constantly changing, and we allow ourselves to constantly change. And I feel like as long as we're the ones playing the music, it will be our vibe. Like people will be able to connect with it, and we will have a similar sound on each album. But we are definitely creating music right now, because there was a long period of time. Our first album, we launched it in 2018, and this second album was in 2023, so 5 years. Definitely some singles right in between, and we launched music.
And also, don't forget, you had this 2 years of pandemic as well.
But still, we have been able to perfect the system on which we create music, so launching from an idea into the final sound, we've been able to kind of observe and just kind of clean it out to make sure it's as efficient as possible. And so right now, you know, we're listening to an 8-song album, but we already have around 10 songs ready to go. And so we're definitely going to give this album the life and the attention that it needs in order to promote it and make sure that people listen to it and connect to it.
I mean, the thing is as well is that, you know, from the original album and then to this album, you've got now this diversity of style, if you like.
Yeah.
Still the same sound, but the diversity of style, and that is a good thing, because you can make an album which combines different styles, and
Absolutely.
That's what I look for.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I rummage around on the internet and I look for new music. I have a site where I buy a lot of my music from, and I'll see says, oh yeah, that sounds interesting, and I'll just listen to, first of all, the first track has got to catch me.
Of course,
you know, the first track on any album is the one that's going to make it. Oh, okay. And then I sort of work down, if I get to three and it sort of hasn't really done anything, then that's it. But the thing is, what I like is when you get an artist, a group, but you get the different styles of music, not just the same,
right.
You know, all the way through. And you've put yourself in a nice position, because you can basically compose an album of so many different sort of variety.
Right. And we actually do focus that on our albums, both our albums and our live shows, because as you said, you don't want to listen to an album where you just hit play and it's, you know, it's technically different songs, but it sounds like a single 45-minute song. So we definitely want to take people on a journey, going through ups and downs. The show that we have this Friday is definitely, you know, it takes you through those highs and lows of Entrenos, through the fast songs and the slow songs, the happy songs and the sad songs. And so I feel like it creates a very dynamic experience where people are always entertained. Like, they don't know really what's coming up next. And I think that's something that defines Entrenos a lot, that we are just trying to explore as much as we can of every single sound and style that we can, because, you know, in our music we have salsa, we got reggae, we got rock, we got it all, and I'm still trying to explore even more. I want to go into country. I want to, you know, I want to try it all. I want to go into reggaeton. I just why limit the sounds and the music that we can create? And the answer is, there's no reason to, especially nowadays, that Spotify, you're just bombarded with so many different types of music.
Mm, absolutely.
Why not be able to explore that being a single artist, you know? And so that's kind of the question that we impose on ourselves, and we're constantly challenging ourselves to find new sounds.
Have you thought of sort of taking an existing song, doing a cover, but making it entre nos?
Yes, actually, we have. We call those, we have an inside joke, which is just, this is a version. So we will take a popular song, and we will try to play anything but that song. So we maintain the lyrics, and we kind of maintain a similar vibe, but the challenge is everybody plays something different from the original song. And that, you know, it just kind of rewires the brain and creates new neuroplasticity, if we want to go into the science of it, in order to say, what new roads can we find within the same path, you know, within the same context. And so, yeah, we've played a lot with that. And for this next show, we actually have a couple surprises coming in, too.
Yeah, because there's one thing I do enjoy. Because there are songs as well, which, you know, I mean, to me, one of the best times for ballads was the early 70s.
Mm.
You had, you know, your song with Elton John, you had Jim Croce, you had Carole King, James Taylor, some fantastic bands come out. So I get very jealous of those because they're part of my life. But then I also love to hear a good cover where the song has been taken and it's been given a new lease of life. You can still recognize it as what it was.
Sure.
I mean, one of the prime examples, I don't know if you've heard it, but I've played on here is, Paul Simon's Sound of Silence. Have you heard the version?
I haven't heard Paul Simon's version.
This is the original one. You should have heard that one. Have you heard Disturbed's version?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
You listen to that. Disturbed. I mean, they are heavy.
Okay.
They're a heavy rock band. And this guy takes Sound of Silence and he starts off slow and it brings out exactly what he gets angry, you know, with the gods they used to know, and he gets really, you know, excellent. I mean, it was one of the best covers I've ever heard. Because it takes the song, gives it a new interpretation.
I think that is important. Like, as an artist, if you are homaging some other artist, you definitely want to create new life into whatever you're doing. And, so yeah, we're definitely in the mood to explore it. Like, we haven't launched an official cover yet, but I think it's definitely in our plans just to try it out, you know?
Yeah.
Just everything.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, brilliant. So, when are you going on your tours?
Right. So we are actually, going to be in Santiago, the 23rd. We're actually playing there for a festival called Stereograma. A lot of great Panamanian artists, De Arte Amarte, MD, several others are going to be there. And then we're playing the 30th in Boquete Brewing. That's going to be a fun show. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to Costa Rica. We're going to be there. We're playing in San Jose, Manuel Antonio, and Jaco. From the 4th of October to the 9th of October, and then we're going to be in Bogota from the 9th to the 15th of October, and just, you know, and hopefully what we're trying to do is head on over to Mexico as well, Argentina, just kind of expand as much as we can.
Yeah. Brilliant. All right, well, you know, keep us up to date so we can let everybody
know. Absolutely.
And Robert, as always, thanks so much for coming in.
What a pleasure, man.
And we're going to take that first track to take us out.
Amen.
¿Sabes cuántas noches te he visto en mis sueños? Hoy te tengo en mis brazos, no pretendo soltarte. Haz feliz, regalas vida. Me desenvuelvo en tu caridad divina. Vas creciendo paso a paso, yo te observo.
There we go. A big thanks once again to Robert Spratt there from Entrenos. And that's the first track off of the album. That is Soltarte. And the album, Más Maña Que Fuerza. And don't forget, they're going to be performing on Friday.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, don't forget to be with us tomorrow morning. Now, our friends are at Frank's Place. Frank's Place over in Costa del Este. Beautiful place to go. Lovely environment. Big motorbike in there, I tell you. Well, Frank's Place, they're offering you, of course, the best Italian-American experience. Truly memorable food with attitude. Love a bit of attitude with your lasagna. This Wednesday, the 13th of June. Yes, that's tomorrow. Tune in for the breakfast show. We have got, very kindly, Frank's Place has given us a $100 spending certificate for Frank's Place. All right, this is celebrating the 17 years, the 17th anniversary of Cool FM. So don't forget, over at Frank's Place, they're waiting for you with open arms, especially if you've got a voucher, to provide you with an unforgettable gastronomic experience. So don't forget, go along and be with us tomorrow. Make sure that you're here so we can share that with you.
Entonces
that. Yes, indeed. Oye, como va? Of course, originally 1962, Cha-Cha-Cha by Tito Puente. It was originally released on El Rey Bravo and Tico Records. The song achieved worldwide popularity, of course, 1970, when it was recorded by the American group Santana for their album Abraxas. This version was released as a single in 71, got to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 11 on the Billboard Easy Listening Survey. Now, I tell you what, that's a great version. That, of course, Celia Cruz and Oye, Como Va. 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to be checking in soon with Yasmin, see what we got lined up for today and perhaps another few days. Also, born on this day in music. Yes, indeedy. Also, good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good morning, everyone, and asked if we could please play Fire and Ice by Pat Benatar. There we go, Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice, and that is for Mary Lou this morning, who's now living a life of luxury, retired. Oh, nice. Right, I tell you what, we're going to kick it up a bit. Literally. This is... this is from Def Leppard. What's it called? Kick. Keeping an eye on the time, we are coming down for 23 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. After this, we'll check in with Yasmin. See who's been born on this day in the world of entertainment.
I know I'm gonna need another taste of your poison. Yeah. it that way.
I don't wanna get a kick.
That's it, yes, Def Leppard and a kick. 27 minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let's say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Happy Tuesday.
Tis, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tis, I'm enjoying myself today, don't know why.
Nice music.
Tis, good music today. Well, every day, really.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say.
But today we had Entre Nos.
Yeah, great, great. That's great to have Robert here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent. And the new album is, so it's different for them. It's very, very good.
Oh, yes, I love them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, what's happening today, yes?
Well, today we have two artists, but they are born the same year. So which one
Do
you want me to start?
Let's start with Colin Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colin Young was born in 1944 from British soul band The Foundations, who scored the 1967 UK number one single Baby Now That I Found You and the 1969 US number three single Build Me Up a Buttercup. The group was the first multiracial group to have a number one hit in the UK in the 1960s.
Cool. Until Baby, baby, mm-hmm. Now that I found you, that. Gonna let you go.
I
1967. That's one of those I played back in the old days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, good very track, nice. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun. Mm-hmm. Fun track. What are we doing today?
Today, just go to the movies.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going too.
Yes.
Andreas is going as well. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, exactly.
I saw the trailer. I'm looking forward to this
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's the night at Monte Plaza, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can go early. I think have a bite to eat.
Mm-hmm. And our winners. I forgot to tell you the winners.
Oh, you did? Yeah, because you did it on Instagram, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
The winners are, let me tell you, Bienvenido, of course. He's always listening.
He's always winning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Bienvenido.
And also, let me tell you who else. Aura Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, Lisette.
Mm-hmm.
Lisette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Segovia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The winners. So we're going to see them tonight.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Congratulations to them.
Yay.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See you then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So that's the day taken care of then.
Oh, yes.
What are we doing tomorrow? Oh, talking with Andreas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And tomorrow is the press conference of Entre Nos. I'll be there too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And also, we've got Jaime Trigo coming in.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be talking about ways of making ourselves better mm-hmm. and relaxed,
mm-hmm.
coping with life.
You need that this week.
I definitely need it this week, yes. I need it every week. So Jaime's coming in as well tomorrow. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the Walrus of Love.
Mm-hmm.
It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call him, the Walrus of Love.
I love him so much.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And
that is Barry White.
Barry White, yes.
Soul singer and producer, 1974 UK number one single, You Are the First, the Last, My Everything. 1974 US number one single, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe. White died from kidney failure on 4th July 2003, age 58.
So sad. Just think what other great music we can have.
Oh, yes.
He was a big man.
Mm-hmm.
He lost a lot of weight. I remember that at one time, but he was a big man.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Barry White, he'll never be dead because we're always playing his music.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You make me feel this way. You're like
There we go. Classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, Barry White.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you're the first, the last, my everything. I tell you what, you know I like to watch car programs
mm-hmm.
On the TV, and especially when they're doing, like, restorations. I can't remember the name of this particular program, so I don't think it's been on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the widow of Barry White
mm-hmm.
took his car mm-hmm. there to be redone.
Oh.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful old, it's a big, needless to say, one of these great big American cars from like the 50s or 60s or 60s or 70s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they redid it and gave it all. She was in tears when he got it back.
Oh, but, wow.
Yeah, but Barry White, what a great guy, mm-hmm. literally.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. so that's it then, yes.
Yeah. Also, we got a message from Billy Heron.
Oh, you did?
Remember you were asking about the band?
Oh, the band, the Young Kids. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The name is Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, really?
Mm-hmm.
I bet they have a whale of a time.
So I'm going to search on Instagram. Maybe I can find them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, because they were very good.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get that one, Whale of a Time, Moby Dick?
No.
You've never heard of Moby Dick? The book?
Maybe. Ah, yes.
It's about the big whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to employ people to laugh because you don't. Oh, yeah, must check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was that other... Can you remember, because you've got a better memory than I, the name of the other group we saw that we went to that event? Can you remember? The young group?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't Aha. They were from somewhere else. did you get that one, yeah?
I don't remember the name, but we love them.
They were good, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's lovely to see these young guys coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
So creative, yeah.
Let me just mm-hmm. say, I've got to say here, we've got... good morning, Mandy. Mandy was laughing.
Ah, oh, good morning, thank you.
You should hang around over here, Mandy. You can do some help. Thank you, Mandy. Nice to know you're listening. So, right then.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you later when we go to the movies.
Oh, yes.
I shall look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am. Actually, that sounds like my type of movie.
Yes.
Now, you remember this song?
Remember this one?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what it's called?
No.
Hang on. I think I've got room to get one more in. Not Bush City Limits. Yes, indeedy. There goes Tina Turner and Nutbush City Limits. To say Ike and Tina Turner, but I think that's just Tina Turner on there. Didn't hear anything from Ike, did you? Going back to breakfast, it's time for some bread. This is Bread and Lost Without Your Love.
Lost and all alone, I always thought that since you left, I hardly make it through. My tears get in the way, I wander through the night, search the world to find the words to make it right. All I want is just the way it used to be, with you here close to me. I've got to make you see that I've lost.
trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my
in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I love you. Thank you.
way to end this morning's show. A couple of tracks there from 1972. The seventh, some great ballads came out around that period, 70, 71, 72. And yes, first time ever I saw your face from Roberta Flack was the first one. Followed on there, Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues, written and composed by Justin Hayward. In fact, it was first featured on the, or as the segment, the night on the album Days of Future Past, when first released as a single, and that was back in 1967. It reached number 19 on the UK singles chart, number 103 in the United States in 1968. The first significant chart entry by the band, by the way, since Go Now, and its recent lineup change, in which Denny Lane and Clint Warwick had resigned. Both Hayward and John Lodge, Justin Hayward and John Lodge, had joined. When it was reissued, as I mentioned, 1972, the single hit number 2 in the United States for 2 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100, and it was behind I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash, and it hit number 1 on the Cashbox Top 100, making it the band's most successful single in the United States. Great, great track. Well, that's it then. Time to say our goodbyes for this morning. Big thanks go out to our guest in the second hour this morning, and that was Robert Spratt from Entrenos, of course, Entrenos. So keep an eye on that album, new album, absolutely brilliant. So big thanks to Robert. Big thanks to Ingrid for check-in this morning. She's making her way back to Panama. Sounds very happy about it as well. So big thanks to Ingrid, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our production work here, and also doing Who Was Born on This Day in Music as well. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, over there in Windsor, looking after Mum. By the way, don't forget, you must join us tomorrow. Our friends are at Frank's Place. By the way, Frank's Place, that's over there in Costa d'Alessi, offering you the best Italian-American experience. Truly memorable food, with a bit of attitude thrown in. And now tomorrow, on The Breakfast Show, we are going to be giving away a $100 spending certificate for you to use at Frank's Place. All right, so we'll be waiting for you tomorrow, and so will Frank's Place, with open arms to bribe you with that unforgettable gastronomic experience and your $100 voucher. So that's tomorrow. A big thanks now also, of course, to you lot, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back at 7, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. Why? Want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.